Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. Of course, you can dial toll-free to join us here. We always bring stuff to talk about. I've actually been out at the county fair all day for the last few days doing a Bitcoin outreach booth. Joining me, I'm Ian in the studio tonight.
Cecilyn.
And Daryl.
And, of course, you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. New DEA leader is saying that marijuana is probably not as bad as heroin, which is a shocking thing for a DEA head boss man to actually have come out of his mouth. And I suspect this is the guy who is replacing Michelle, I believe her name was Lionheart or Leonhart, the new leader of the Drug Enforcement Administration, according to USNews.com, said Tuesday that heroin probably is more dangerous than marijuana.
Finish the quote, because it just gets better.
But I actually haven't started the quote. That's just the summary. Diverging in tone from his embattled predecessor, Acting Administrator Chuck Rosenberg, a former prosecutor whose stance on drug reform is somewhat of a mystery, also said his agents are not prioritizing marijuana enforcement, though he has not ordered them off of it. The statements made on a morning conference call were far from an endorsement of marijuana, which four states now allow for recreational use, and many others do for medical purposes. He said, quote, "If you want me to say that marijuana is not dangerous, I'm not going to say that, because I think it is. Do I think it's as dangerous as heroin? Probably not. I'm not an expert."
Shouldn't the guy that runs the Drug Enforcement Administration...
He should be an expert.
Be an expert?
Well, no, he's just a bureaucrat. I mean, is this just his job to enforce the drug laws? It's not like he needs to know anything about it.
But these are supposed to be the people who know what's good for us. They're the ones telling us how we're supposed to live our lives. So don't you think they should know what's good for us and what's bad for us?
And he's one of just a handful of people that can unilaterally reclassify or declassify a substance.
He could do that without an act of Congress?
Yes.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, either the head of the DEA, I believe the FDA, or the president.
And his quote, "I believe it's not as bad as heroin, but I'm not an expert." What do you mean you don't know the difference between marijuana and heroin?
Well, one of those two substances has never caused anyone to die from an overdose,
marijuana.
And the other one is heroin.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, there was I think it was Professor David Nutt from the UK, former drug enforcer guy who came out against the war on drugs, and he came up with that chart that actually ranks all the drugs of the world, legal and illegal, a lot of them, by how damaging they are to the individual and to society. And heroin and alcohol were the number one and two drugs on that chart. Marijuana was way down that list. I mean, it's not like it would take a whole lot of research to be able to come to the conclusion that heroin is indeed worse, far worse than marijuana. But apparently this guy, who is now the head of the DEA, has not bothered to do
that. But he's not an expert. He's got other things to do. He's not an expert, Ian. Do you expect this guy to actually, like,
to do,
you know, research stuff before he tries to make a decision?
Why should he? All he has to do is, you know, as a prosecutor, all he would have to do would go and present a case and show the evidence that such and such had this drug and, you know, try to convince a jury to convict him. I mean, that's what his job was. He's just some bureaucrat enforcing these terrible laws.
Do you know what this actually reminds me of? It reminds me of the police guys that will go to the state house and testify about, you know, like, why marijuana needs to be illegal and all this other stuff. And then one of the reps, "Did you ever read the report that was presented to this committee last year in committee?" "No, I've not had a chance." "Well, would you like another copy? Because we gave you a copy last year, too."
Wow. Yeah, I think I was there for that one.
You know, I thought it was pretty bad when a couple weeks ago we talked about that state legislator, the senator, who didn't know what kief was and thought that, you know, putting marijuana into a
blunt made it
90% THC. I thought that was bad.
You put it into a grinder and then it becomes 90% and then you put it in the cigar wrapper and it goes up to 99.
99% THC. Mm-hmm. I thought that was bad, but this person is literally in charge of deciding what you can and cannot put in your body for the entire country,
and he doesn't know the facts. I wonder if the DEA guy, if you asked him, what does THC stand for, if he would say, the high chemical?
So, I mean, you know, I feel like we should give this guy a little more credit.
Nope.
At least he is saying that he thinks it may not be as dangerous.
At least he admitted he's not an expert. I'll give him credit for admitting that he's not an expert.
I'll give him credit
for admitting that he doesn't know.
That's what he's saying, right? Because for somebody in a position like that, they certainly do want to appear as though they're an expert. So for him to be able to at least have the whatever level of humility he has to be able to say, I'm not an expert, he should deserve a few points for that.
You know what I'd like to see now? Seeing that he has admitted that marijuana is not as harmful as heroin.
Probably not.
That maybe marijuana probably shouldn't be a Schedule I drug then.
Mm.
If it's not as harmful as heroin, which is a Schedule I drug, probably.
He would never do anything like that. He's an acting administrator, and they're going to run him out on the rails.
That really blows my mind, there are how many states, like 27 now, that allow cannabis for medicinal purposes, but it's still listed federally as having no medicinal purpose at all.
Which is what a Schedule I drug is.
Right.
Hey,
baseball bats aren't even listed as a Schedule I substance.
He does have more to say, by the way. He goes on to say, let me say it this way. I'd rather be in a car accident going 30 miles an hour than 60 miles an hour. But I'd prefer to not be in a car accident at all.
You know, why not just don't get in a car? Just stay at home in your little bubble wrap.
Well, that's what he's suggesting.
And then you'll never get harmed. Because, I mean, you know, I can't even.
You can still get harmed if you stay inside. Like, I walked into somebody's basement about a week ago and got a concussion because he didn't tell me that there's a low-hanging beam.
Is that 396?
I honestly have no clue how many. I stopped counting after 15.
Daryl, you're absolutely right, though. Most accidents do happen in the home. So if you think that's why you should move.
don't go anywhere. Don't drive. You know, YOLO, you only live once, so you better be precautious, man.
Yes.
Precautious.
It's a seemingly unremarkable answer, according to U.S. News and World Report, and cautiously made, but it's a significant break with his predecessor, Michelle Leonhardt, who said comparisons of pot to crack cocaine or heroin would be subjective, and that marijuana is a, quote, insidious drug. So this guy, you know, even though he's still pretty bad, is not as bad as the last awful person that was in the position. Will it really mean anything for the long term?
No,
of course not.
Especially if Chris Christie winds up getting elected president, because he has already said, Colorado people, enjoy it while you can, because I'm going to crack down on you.
Wow. I wonder if that would lead Colorado to secede.
We could hope.
That'd be nice. So Dan Riffle, the director of federal policies at the Pro-Legalization Marijuana Policy Project, says he appreciates Rosenberg's candor, saying, quote, this is not a matter of opinion. It's far less harmful than heroin, and it's encouraging that the DEA is finally willing to recognize that. Riffle notes thousands of overdose deaths each year result from opioid abuse compared to none from marijuana, which is also likely, or less likely, rather, to result in dependence. Steve Cohen from Tennessee, a consistent thorn in the side of Leonhardt, he's a Democrat, state rep, says, or a U.S. rep, says, that's a great improvement over the previous administrator who was incapable of distinguishing heroin.
That is the dangerous stuff.
Yeah, you gotta look out for that,
kids.
That's
a gateway drug.
Synthetics. Look out for that stuff. The real question he says that one day will be asked and correctly answered is marijuana a more dangerous drug than alcohol? And, of course, we all know it's not, but I don't imagine this DEA administrator would have much of an opinion about that either.
Yeah, I don't know. I know more people that have died because of water than cannabis.
Like drowning in it?
Drown, yeah. stuff like that.
I guess
that's
you can overdose on water, too.
If you do, I actually overdosed on water one time, and you just throw up.
We'll come back with more. You can share your thoughts with us on the new DEA head boss man, saying he thinks that maybe marijuana might not be as harmful as heroin. And still to come here tonight, more drug war-related news with DARE actually coming out unintentionally for the legalization of cannabis. Daryl's going to tell us the story, and you can take control of the airwaves.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now, don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and body extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. weird drug war news here today with the DEA administrator, the new, I guess he's an acting administrator, which means he's probably temporary in the role, has publicly admitted that he thinks that heroin might actually be a worse drug than cannabis. So that's in the news. Also, you can bring up whatever happens to be on your mind here at toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Still to come here tonight, Dare is actually apparently endorsing cannabis, or they did for just a moment, and then they, I think, quickly pulled it down from their website. But Daryl has the story about that. I also want you to know about freedomsphoenix.com. That's where you can go to get the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com has up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com. Sign up for the free daily dispatch. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. As we continue here, it's Ian, Cecilin, and Daryl in the studio, and we're going to also, I want you to know about Skype. Skype username here, if you want to join us there, is lrn.fm. You do need to send a contact request real fast. We'll approve that as soon as it comes through, and you'll be good to go to call on Skype from that point forward. There's really not much more to say about this new DEA administrator. I mean, it's a baby step and nothing more than that in the right direction. I'm willing to give him a little bit of credit for it. And, you know, you have to encourage these government bureaucrats when they do the right thing. Not that, you know, he's paying any attention to what Free Talk Live is saying. But on a local basis, I think it's important to tell the police, for instance, like, hey, I appreciate you taking that murderer or that rapist off the streets. Thanks for doing that. And then tell them that you don't appreciate it when they're arresting a college kid for walking around with a beer or something like that. So I think it is important to give these guys feedback. Let's go to Charles. He's in Arizona listening to K-Talks. Hey, Charles.
Charles. I just wonder how they have the audacity to schedule marijuana as a class one substance. In 2008, I was in a hostel in Las Vegas, and I was given Marinol. And what Marinol is simply synthetic THC. Of course, it's synthetically compounded and sold by the pharmaceutical company, but other than that, there's no difference except it's sold by the pharmaceutical company.
So some people do say about Marinol, though, like medical marijuana users will say that Marinol isn't what they need, even though it is THC and it's got the same active chemical in it. It takes longer because it's in pill form, from what I understand. It takes longer to process through the digestive system than, for instance, someone using a vaporizer or smoking cannabis.
And Marinol is also missing the CPD or CBD or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, absolutely, but I mean, it's, you know, you're talking about the classification, and for them to say that it has no medicinal purpose, it's ludicrous.
Thank you, Charles, for your call tonight. Totally agree with where you're coming from there. And if you want to join us, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. What really can be done, though, to change the status of cannabis? I mean, as you said, Daryl, the administrator of the DEA could just arbitrarily wave his pen and do this. And then, from what I understand, Congress could also do it.
Right? Congress is not needed to do it. Congress could
do it. They could do it.
The president could do it.
Mass civil disobedience.
Well, we know that certainly has carved out, cannabis-friendly zones here in Keene, New Hampshire. But, you know, it usually doesn't last forever, I guess.
Just get everyone in the entire country to do drugs in front of police officers. They can't arrest everyone.
Well, that's certainly true, but you're not likely to get everyone to do anything that you want them to.
Correct.
Right?
But if I could get 10% of people to do something.
Oh, my God.
Man.
Are you talking about leading a new civil disobedience movement, Cecilin? Because
no.
If so, I'm really excited.
No, you know, you know I don't want to get arrested.
Yeah, you just got a new job, so it's a bad time for that. Well, you can always get someone else to take the fall for you.
Yeah, no, I don't like cannon fodder. If someone else wants to do that, man, that's totally cool with me.
At some point, we'll probably see somebody else doing some civil disobedience up here. It's actually been a little while. I can't really think of...
I would like to see some, like, really well-done civil disobedience where you're using all the tools you have, the social media, you know, and doing the narrative on there, and then getting into the court system and... you know, using jury nullification and just getting, like, a big win with some civil disobedience. Like, that's what I would like to see, something that's planned out.
Oh, my God,
and just total home run type of thing. But you
could do that.
But I don't want to do that. I don't want to go to jail.
It's kind of funny because I was having a conversation with a clerk from a corner store here in Keene earlier today when I was taking around the new FPP News newspapers.
Is this the one that takes Bitcoin, that corner store?
Yes.
Great.
And there was somebody that had purchased a glass pipe, and he asked the guy, like, do you want a bag for it? And he was like, I'll take a bag. And then he walked out, and I was like, and he's only going to smoke tobacco out of that, right? And he was like, of course, that's what it's for. And then I mentioned about the prank video where the guy's in New York City smoking tobacco out of the water
bong. I love that.
And he
video.
Was like, I want to do that in downtown Keene. I said,
this was the clerk?
This is the clerk.
That's
yes.
great.
And I said, if you do it, let me know.
Yeah, I'll be
and
there.
I'll video it.
I'll record that, too. That'd be awesome.
Call the cops ahead of time. Just so you know, I'm going to be enjoying some... water bubblers.
Here's the thing with that prank. Doing it in Keene would be tricky. Because actually, if you or I were there recording Daryl, the cops would probably clue in that something's up. So it would have to be somebody who they don't recognize.
But if we're hiding in the bushes recording.
But what you're talking about is the Roman Atwood video. That's the name of the channel on YouTube. It was Roman Atwood and Vitaly Zodorovsky. I'm not sure how you pronounce his last name. But Vitaly
CDT. That's how you pronounce it. Vitaly Kami.
Whoa, Daryl.
That video shot up to like 3 million views in no time flat. So something like that could easily go viral. I mean, if it was popular once, it could certainly be fairly popular the second time if it was pulled off correctly.
Well, don't they have field testing kits? Because I remember when Derek got arrested during Give Peace a Chance, Officer Short took the bowl from his hand, went back to his cruiser while Derek started walking across, and then once they verified that it tested positive, then they arrested him.
Yeah, that's why you make sure that... if you're going to do this as sort of a prank, that you have a pipe that that's nothing clean. Has ever been smoked out of before.
Except tobacco. If it has been tobacco previous, then that's fine. But if it has been used for cannabis, that's no good. Because it will have some sort of cannabis resin on it.
You want it to be a clean pipe.
So the only way that I think people who are known activists would be able to get away with this or to would be able to, I guess, troll effectively with this particular civil disobedience would be to not be known. So if we were to go to somewhere like Hampton Beach, for instance, and do this where the police may not be as likely to have seen as many videos of activism in Keene, but they probably have anyway. Finding new faces to do something like that would be the best attack or the best plan of attack because then you would totally surprise the cops. They would think they're just messing with some pothead in downtown and they would then be caught on camera and it would be awesome.
So the point is essentially just to troll the cops.
Yeah, I mean, that's totally... and to get YouTube views.
Okay.
So using the police, essentially, to have a little bit of fun and make a really entertaining video.
Monetize the video.
Yeah, monetize the police. Can't do that very often. All right, we'll come back with more. You can share your thoughts. The reactions from the police in that video are absolutely priceless. There's more on the way here. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R like rebel, R, letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may join us toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the DEA, and soon we'll be discussing DARE. Drugs are really expensive. No, wait, that's not what it stands for. Drug Abuse Resistance Education, I believe, is the actual acronym. And
yeah, sure, okay.
They've got a website, and the web staff over there at DARE has been kind of sloppy recently, because I remember we had another story about some sort of screw-up that they had on their website, and I'm spacing out on
it. They
exactly
posted a satirical article about someone dying from smoking cannabis.
From, like, an overdose,
yeah.
Which, of course, has never, ever happened in the history of smoking cannabis.
Not even once.
But it sounds like whoever it is their webmaster is just looking at headlines and reposting things. Because if they'd actually read the story about the person overdosing then posted it, that would be even more unbelievable. So we're going to get into that here. And, of course, you can join us at 855-450-FREE. Don't forget to Skype in. If you got that, you can Skype into username lrn.fm. ExpressCoin, the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and it's inexpensive. And they are a licensed money services business. You can get cryptocurrency with money order or check. Just start off at ExpressCoin.com, whether in the U.S. or Canada. Again, that's ExpressCoin.com. You can do it from your smartphone by downloading their app. Once again, that's ExpressCoin.com. And don't forget coupon code FTL. That will get you up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no transfer fee. So get started at ExpressCoin.com with coupon code FTL. Straight Razor is on the line in Texas. Straight Razor, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Cecilin, and Daryl.
Hey, how's it going today?
Way too loud. Let me see if our boss has that under control. He does not. Do me a favor, back off your phone, Straight Razor. We're having some technical difficulties at the network studios.
Okay. Is that any better?
That's much better. Thank you.
All right. So I was calling in about smoking the glass pipe in front of police.
Yeah, like a water bong outside in downtown, wherever?
Yes. Well, About two or three years ago, I got in trouble because I refused to pull over and stop someone who was using a glass pipe. And what I said to my chain of command at that time was, is someone using a glass pipe, which you can buy legally in the state, really probable cause for me to stop them?
I say no.
So, exactly. That's what I would say.
And all of the signage says for tobacco use only.
Exactly. Now, they did eventually stop this individual and charge them. I continued about my way and was not happy about the situation. But where they got him was they could smell that it was marijuana. So I would say for your civil disobedience, if you really want to put it over the top and really get the police amped up, Hollywood and the police themselves use a fake marijuana that has the same smell so that they can train to detect it.
Isn't it called, like, snitch weed or something?
It's something like, I can't remember the exact name. Of course, anything that I ever had was basically just a coded number type deal. So, throw a little bit of that in there with your tobacco if you enjoy smoking tobacco out of a glass pipe or a water bong, and throw a little bit of that in there so you can get that smell going, and believe me, the blood will be in the water for the sharks.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
I wonder if they have that smell in some sort of spray so you could just, like, spray the stuff in the area. That way you're not necessarily having to smoke whatever stuff that is.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I wonder what the product is, what the brand name of it is.
I wonder if you could just get some perfume odor de skunk and just wear that.
Hey, Straight Razor, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. This is, by the way, former cop, Straight Razor, toll-free number here, 855-453. So whether you want to talk about the perfect marijuana civil disobedience plan, have we yet seen this? No, but we've had some pretty good civil disobedience here with cannabis. Sure, could more planning be a good idea? If you think so, come on up and show us how it's done. I'd be really excited to come out and record some more cannabis civil disobedience. It's been a little while. I think Derek J. might have been the last one. Was he the last person to get arrested for cannabis civil disobedience? I mean, if you don't count Rich Paul.
Which we don't, because that was agorism. That was,
right.
That was
an
activism.
Selling weed and got caught. And then he became an activist when he didn't take a plea deal and actually went to trial, which was an amazing, courageous feat.
Okay,
no
so I've got a question for you, and I know that you're going to try weaseling around and not answering my question directly, but you keep saying that anybody that goes to trial is, like, they're doing activism by going to trial and not taking the plea deal. Am I?
Yeah, I would say that that's activism, yeah.
O.J. Simpson, activist?
Well, was he trying to change the system?
He didn't take a plea deal when he got charged with murder. He didn't take a plea deal when he stole a bunch of stuff that he had sold because he had to pay the family of the people,
yeah, I see,
like,
the point
$35
million. I guess when I was saying that, I
is
was
he an
referring
activist
to people
because
who are
he did
activists.
Not take plea deals.
I guess I was referring to people who are intending to be activists, right? So, like, if your intention is, as an activist, your goal is to change society. You want to change some sort of aspect of the world around you. That's the point of activism. Not just, avoid a cage, right? So if the point is to do activism, then you would take the
So it's more than just not taking a plea deal or going to trial.
Yeah, I think you have to have the intention of, you know, changing things in the future, or at the very least having an impact on the system to be, for it to be activism as opposed to just self-preservation. Because in the case of Rich Paul, it certainly was not self-preservation to go to that trial, right? Like, he could have taken a plea deal the day before and he could have gotten 0 days in jail. Instead, he went to trial and then ended up getting sentenced to a year. So because he was willing to risk standing up for jury nullification, which is definitely an activist thing to do, he was punished even harder for that.
I think we can all agree, or hopefully we can all agree, that him not taking the plea deal and going to trial was activism, but him getting arrested for possession was not activism.
Was not.
Because he was...
Right, I was just confused because Ian keeps saying anybody that doesn't take a plea deal is an activist. I just wanted to make sure that Ian was not saying O.J. Simpson is an activist.
Yeah, thank you for that clarification, Daryl. Anybody who is intending to be an activist is an activist in that case. If you, you know, are an unintentional activist because you're simply clogging the system, because you're taking things like nonviolent crimes to trial, then I support that. But obviously, I'm not behind somebody, you know, not being guilty of murder if they've committed murder, right?
Yeah, so, like, Derek was the last...
That's not activism.
No, that's not activism. Derek was, I think, was the last person who was arrested for marijuana civil disobedience.
So it's been, like, 3 years.
Yeah, I would like to see lots of different types of civil disobedience. Like, people, you know, painting people's nails, setting up shop on the corner somewhere and just painting people's nails for $5. Because
it's been done.
I know, because someone got arrested for it. Yes, but I'd like to see things like that, the little silly stupid things that are so obtuse. Scared of those things. Start with the little hanging fruit.
See, that's the tricky thing is, you know, it's easy to come up with good ideas, but finding the people who are willing to implement those is the real challenge. So maybe there is somebody out there who's thinking, wow, that's a great idea, the, you know, whole illegal nail disobedience.
And you need to find people.
And maybe they'll come here.
You need to find people that the jury will sympathize with.
Right. So like a little old lady is a good way to go about it. Plus, then you can get video of the police arresting a little old lady. Which is really good video.
You know, yeah, little old ladies are always good, but, you know, just somebody that has no criminal record, that's never, you know, quote-unquote, caused trouble before.
So a child, basically. Because almost everybody's been arrested for something these days, it seems like.
No, so you could have somebody, like the guy that got arrested for the civil disobedience nail pedicure manicure thing. Like, he had no record. He was a fairly sympathetic figure because, you know, like, just got out of college, didn't necessarily have the license. He knew how to do the stuff, but he didn't have the license, and he's just trying to make a living.
Yeah, let's bring it back. I say bring all these things back, and maybe we'll see some of that happen when we really hit that 20,000 mark for the Free State Project.
We're getting there, man.
It's getting closer, 85% of the way there. And in fact, I know that there's going to be some sort of presentation, Cecilyn, that you wanted to tell us about. We'll get to that here in a little bit. Plus, DARE, endorsing cannabis. We got all of that on the way. There's a presentation about the Free State Project by Democrats in New Hampshire, and that sounds very interesting. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. You can bring up anything you want here. This is Free Talk Live.
This message is for home intruders, the cowards who break into people's homes to steal their hard-earned property, criminals who shatter lives and rob people of their privacy and security. Listen very carefully. We're the home security experts at LiveWatch, and we're taking you down. Because we're letting everyone try our newest home security system for one full year in their home. To take advantage of this amazing offer, call now, 1-800-670-9259. LiveWatch has been helping protect homes for years, and we've learned the secrets that intruders like you don't want people to know. Criminals, it's time for you to be afraid, because every person who calls will be protected against cowards like you. To the criminals listening, we're taking you down. To those who want to help protect their homes, call the security experts to try the LiveWatch security system. There are no long-term contracts, and if you're not completely satisfied, you can cancel at any time. Try LiveWatch now by calling 1-800-670-9259. That's 1-800-670-9259.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Of course, we're here to take your calls about whatever happens to be on your mind, whether you want to discuss the situation with cannabis in the United States. New DEA administrator might actually believe that cannabis is not quite as bad as heroin, which, of course, it's nowhere near as bad. But the fact that he's willing to admit that maybe he doesn't quite know everything is...
He's no expert, Ian.
That's what he said, actually, that he's no expert. And I would say that's a baby step in the right direction. But share your thoughts here with you tonight in studio. You've got Ian.
Cecilyn.
And Daryl.
Coming up, the latest on the Free State Project. Cecilyn is absolutely obsessed with the Free State Project. And
I love it. It's why I moved here.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that because it is an important thing. But first, Daryl, let's get into the story about the DARE website, which inadvertently got behind legalization of cannabis, much to many's surprise.
Yeah, so the story here comes from The Week. They report on Thursday afternoon, anti-drug organization DARE published a surprising op-ed on its site. I support marijuana legalization precisely because I want to reduce youth drug use, the article argues. We already tried alcohol prohibition, and it was a violent catastrophe, too. Please don't let Ohio be known as one of the last bastions of marijuana hysteria. As the news coverage piled up, the article disappeared. Screenshots do exist. In an emailed statement to the Washington Post, DARE regional director John Lindsay clarified that DARE does not support legalization, nor do we advocate for legalization of marijuana. Lindsay suggested that the op-ed's title, which is Purchasing Marijuana Puts Kids at Risk, was the source of their mistake.
Oops.
The next time, DARE should just say no to republishing content that they have not read. And I actually have the
Lazy.
Full op-ed.
by this former cop?
Former sheriff's deputy. I don't know if this person is involved with LEAP or not.
It should be if they're not.
LEAP is the Law Enforcement Against Prohibition.
It's a good group of former cops, mostly former cops. There's like one or two current duty guys in there.
There's also some people that worked in the prison industrial complex.
Right. Can I tell you, these are my favorite kind of people on the internet. The people who do not read the actual article, they read the title and then they share it. Or they comment on it, and of course they're always off topic because they don't actually read what's going on. These are my favorite ones because they're the ones that put their foots in their mouths. Oh, I love it. It's great.
So the op-ed here was published originally in the Columbus Dispatch on Monday, and it reads, "As a former deputy sheriff, I know from enforcing senseless marijuana laws that children are only being put into more danger when marijuana is kept illegal. The term controlled substance is very misleading. The goal of prohibiting marijuana was to eradicate its use, but in reality, the drug has become infinitely harder for law enforcement to control. People like me and other advocates of marijuana legalization are not totally blind to the harms that drugs pose to children. We just happen to know that legalizing and regulating marijuana will actually make everyone safer. Mm. Merely decriminalizing it will not do anything to undercut the dangerous illicit market that is currently selling to kids everywhere."
He definitely sounds like LEAP, because LEAP's official position is to legalize, not necessarily to decrim.
Right. And what they mean by legalize is tax and regulate.
Right, by legalize, to create a legal structure around it so they can still control it, except they would actually control it more effectively if they legalized it, because then they'd be able to tax it, which I don't support, but...
I support it being as legal as tomatoes.
Yeah.
And the reason I pick tomatoes is, of the several state statutes that I have searched through, the word tomato does not appear anywhere. The word tomato is nowhere in New Hampshire statute.
So there's no prohibition on tomatoes. And so
right.
that's what we had talked about with Rich Paul previously was, what do you call this? Like, you know, ending prohibition, essentially, or repealing prohibition rather than decriminalization or legalization. Not that I would oppose. I mean, if legalization or decrim is on the table, I'm going to support it because it's better than prohibition. But legalization to me is not the optimal.
I just call it as legal as tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get to explain why tomato, because, you know, there obviously are the regulations on just general business, but there's no regulation in New Hampshire on tomatoes. Nothing saying you have to have a permit to sell tomatoes. Nothing regulating how many tomatoes you can own, how many tomato plants you can have. The whole thing in Colorado and Washington that passed was wrongly called regulate cannabis like wine. And it does not do any such thing.
Oh, really?
Because there's no regulation in Colorado on how many bottles of wine you can have. There's no regulation on how many grape plants you can have. But there are regulations on how many cannabis plants you can have. There are regulations on how much cannabis you can purchase and in what form. If you're buying it in liquid form, you can have up to 72 ounces. If you're buying it in food form.
72 ounces of liquid cannabis? Is that what you just said?
Total. So, like, the total weight of the liquid can be up to 72 ounces.
That's like
not 72 ounces of cannabis in the liquid.
That's a lot.
Right.
You can have up to 16 ounces of food that has cannabis in it.
Okay.
Or you can purchase 1 ounce of the leafy green stuff that you would smoke.
Wow, man. You are like an encyclopedia of knowledge for all things cannabis prohibition. That's amazing. I got to hand it to you.
Yeah, so there's all kinds of regulations, and there's no such thing for wine in any state that I'm aware of, and no regulations prohibiting the number of tomato plants that anybody can have. That's why I say as legal as tomatoes.
I want everything to be as legal as tomatoes.
Yes, including crystal meth.
And and hookers? Ooh.
Absolutely. I wonder if you could pay them in tomatoes. But the article here, or the letter to the editor from this former sheriff's deputy, continues. He says, the hospital visits, and he references a letter that he's responding to The hospital visits that Dr. Saeed referenced were not because marijuana is legal there per se, but because parents need to be more fully educated in how to keep harmful substances away from their kids. Of course, children should not ingest marijuana unless a physician has legally recommended it. But anyone who suggests we outlaw everything dangerous to children would also have to ban their stairs, Tylenol, bleach, forks, outlets, and definitely alcohol. Those things harm children every day, but anyone championing that would, or rather, anyone
balloons.
Championing that we ban them would be laughed at.
Swimming pools, I mean, bicycles, all kinds of fun things would have to be banned.
Yes.
Roller coasters.
To protect the kids.
And
roller coasters. I didn't go on a roller coaster until I was an adult.
Jungle gyms.
And it was awful. It really wasn't that
great.
Dude,
if they tried to build an amusement park today, like if amusement parks were like a brand new thing, it wouldn't fly.
Why?
Giant coasters going this way and that way. People, if there was never a thing as amusement parks.
Oh, because it's so dangerous?
Yes. If it was a brand new thing, people would be like, no. If it wasn't already a cultural thing, people would be like, no. I'm not going to go on a 300-foot steel thing that drops me down. No.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. And they wouldn't even be allowed to build it in the first
Correct.
Place, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you couldn't even do it even if you let people sign waivers, for instance. Yeah, mm-hmm. I see where you're coming from. I think you're right about that.
He then concludes, I support legalization precisely because I want to reduce youth drug use. Drug dealers don't care about a customer's age. The answer isn't prohibition and incarceration. The answer is regulation and education. We already tried alcohol prohibition, and it was a violent catastrophe, too. Please don't let Ohio be known as one of the last bastions of marijuana hysteria. Signed, Carlise McDermott.
Our toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. It's amazing that we're here in 2015 and this conversation is still going on, that, you know, only four of the states have actually legalized cannabis at this point. Maybe we'll see an avalanche of them within the next decade, and then eventually it'll be, you know, 20-something states will have legalized it and we'll be in the sort of the same place where we are right now with medical cannabis. We're over 25, or what'd you say, 27?
I think it's 27.
States have legalized medical. New Hampshire has supposedly legalized it, but it's not even available legally yet.
Right. None of the alternative treatment centers where you can purchase the cannabis have even been approved to actually open up to start growing it. So none
supposedly
of the,
2016.
None of the patients that qualify can legally purchase cannabis from anywhere.
Yeah, one of the guys.
They can have it. They just can't buy it.
Right. One of the guys who was always there testifying at the state house hearings, Clayton Holdren, was like, I don't know if he was a quadriplegic or whatever, but he was in one of those movable wheelchairs where he had to like barely move to control it because he could barely move. He died.
Yes.
So
about a year ago.
Yeah, while waiting for this medical program to be put into place, one of the primary activists that was working towards this passed away.
Yeah, and I talked to the head of the Marijuana Policy Project for New Hampshire not too long ago. He said, yeah, it's probably still going to be about 2 years.
All right, still to come here tonight, there is a story that Cecilyn will be sharing about some Democrats in New Hampshire who have got things to say about the Free State Project. More coming up on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, I'm Tim Baker.
I'm Daniel Brown.
And I'm Sean Stewart.
And we are the You, Me, and BTC podcast.
Cryptocurrency Decrypted.
Us three chumps love to talk too much, and for some reason other people seem to enjoy it.
That's why we started You, Me, and BTC,
which is your Bitcoin and Liberty podcast.
Find our show at youmeandbtc.com every Thursday.
We also post Bitcoin-related reviews, opinion articles, and much more.
Subscribe, like, and follow at youmeandbtc.com.
How fast are Allegra gel caps? It's raking the leaves and loving it fast. How strong are Allegra gel caps?
I'm running with my favorite workout partner, Strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms. It starts working in just 1 hour, two times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's saying yes to pick up football with the guys, Strong.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting, non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.